Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation. Hello, and welcome to your BLT Bite. I'm your host, Evan Starnes. Today, I wanted to take a quick look at the new interactive voiceover tutorial that was brought with the release of iOS 18. So for the longest time, I've wanted a nice interactive way to instruct people that might not have ever used voiceover before on, you know, how to at least get started with it and the basic commands. And Apple has finally brought to the table a really awesome little interactive tutorial that will show you not only kind of how to get started with voiceover, it'll also let you configure some basic settings like your speaking rate, and it'll even show you some more advanced stuff like how to edit text and how to navigate around different screens. And it also saves your position from where you left off before, which I actually didn't know until I hit record a couple of minutes ago. So I just kind of figured that out. Unfortunately, to access this tutorial, there isn't really like a – there's not a command or anything. If you'd like to access the tutorial, what you're going to want to do is go to Accessibility Settings, then tap on VoiceOver, and you will see an option that says VoiceOver Tutorial. So I'm going to go ahead and go to Accessibility.
Cellular.
I also really like where they put accessibility.
Accessibility. Heading.
They kind of moved it so it's a bit more up front.
Vision. VoiceOver. On. Button. VoiceOver. Switch button. On.
So you'll get your usual.
VoiceOver speaks items on the screen.
That's always been there.
Tap once to select. Double tap to act. Learn more. What's new in VoiceOver? Link.
That's new as of iOS 18. So it'll actually give you a way to see all of the new changes specific to iOS 18 in a nice little summary.
VoiceOver practice button. VoiceOver tutorial button.
So I'm going to go ahead and double tap VoiceOver tutorial.
Activate to dismiss pop-up collections page. Learn how to use VoiceOver. In this tutorial, you'll learn how to use VoiceOver to navigate and use your iPhone. Some instructions may not apply if you've customized VoiceOver, and VoiceOver may be restricted throughout the tutorial button.
So I'm going to go ahead and...
Collections. Continue from where you left off. Select the previous item button.
Now, I've already actually done part of this tutorial just to try it out, but we're actually going to start fresh. So what we're going to want to do is swipe again.
Learn introductory VoiceOver interaction gestures button.
And this is actually where we want to start off, as this is where it will first take you when you tap on the tutorial.
Select the next item. VoiceOver automatically reads aloud the selected on-screen item, like text or a button. You can control which item is selected by moving the selection. To select the next on-screen item, swipe from left to right with one finger. Swipe one finger from left to right now to move to the next page.
So it's just basic navigation. So I'm going to swipe right with one finger, and you'll hear a cute little sound.
Continue, but select the previous item. You just practiced the gesture to select the next item. To select the previous on-screen item, swipe from right to left with one finger. Swipe one finger from right to left now to move to the next page.
So we're going to swipe left.
Select the previous item. Activate an item. Some items can be activated, which performs their default action. This is similar to clicking the mouse on the item or pressing a button to submit a form. To activate the selected item, tap the screen twice with one finger. Double tap with one finger to move to the next page.
Yeah, so we'll do a simple double tap.
Double tap with one finger. Practice navigating. Now, you'll practice the commands you just learned by navigating a practice page. All practice pages like this will have steps to complete, a practice area, and a continue button. When you complete a step, you'll hear a sound and VoiceOver will announce the next step. Activate to dismiss pop-up window button.
Okay, that might throw some people off there. So we are on a practice page, so if I swipe right.
Collections button. VoiceOver tutorial heading. Done button. Practice navigating. Now, you'll practice the commands you just learned by navigating a practice page. This is the first step. Swipe right to select the button labeled practice. Practice button. Step completed. Now, double tap with one finger to activate the button.
So we'll go ahead and double tap it.
Step completed. Now, swipe right again to move to the continue button. Step completed. Now, double tap with one finger to activate the continue button. Continue button.
I'm going to go ahead and stop this tutorial right here, but continuing on through it, basically it will cover more gestures such as how to scroll pages, how to go to your home screen or the app switcher, and some miscellaneous voiceover commands that are typically used. But that's pretty much the new voiceover tutorial in a nutshell. It definitely has a couple little things that I feel might confuse people, like the fact that my voiceover kept focusing on the dismiss pop-up window button. But I feel like it's a good way for new voiceover users to learn how to get started with voiceover. And it's not going to make you an advanced user after completion, but, you know, it should get you started. But yep, that's going to be a wrap for this week's BLT Byte. So thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to stay tuned for the full-length BLT episode covering iOS 18 and all of the exciting new changes and features. It's a two-parter as well. So stay tuned for part one of that. And with that being said, I'm your host, Evan Starnes. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you next time.